everybody. This is More with Mo. I am Mo Reese. More with Mo, this crazy little show, is brought to you by the kids over at JulieLand.com. Richard Avery is laughing his ass off at me over there. How's it going, Dick?
It's going great.
Today on the show, I'm too serious, I guess. Today on the show, I have a fun guest. She is, as I'm going to put it, the commander-in-chief of the Unicorn Army. Laura, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I had to take my mask off because you wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah, it does get muffled. And I believe I'm becoming a member after
you
the show.
You are.
A photo or Vine or something along the Instagram, so something will show up. I've managed to fight this off some time.
I chase you around with it.
I've been in one picture, and I believe I played a chipmunk or something, and it was a big family group shot, and it was hilarious.
It was. It was the white trash mobile home, the trailer park kind of thing, and it had all the animals.
Yes, it was
a giraffe, a penguin, pig.
The collection, the people who created the unicorn mask must be making some extra money.
Oh, they are. They're like sold out. I keep trying to buy them in bulk, and it's like, oh, check back in 3 months. I'm like, look, motherfuckers.
I mean, are they sending you a cutback on that?
No.
Excuse me, but I'm out of the loop here. What the fuck is a unicorn army?
Okay, Laura, how about you explain it?
Okay.
Were you sober when you thought this up?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, plead the fifth. Exactly. So years ago, it started because I had this hot pink stuffed animal monkey that I would travel around the world with, and I would throw it in the air next to monuments like Eiffel Tower. Whoever's on vacation with me is like, oh my God, please stop. No, like in this middle of some busy intersection in Buenos Aires. I'm like, do it again. I almost got hit by a bus in New York once.
Great idea, though.
So it came from the Travelocity Gnome. The Travelocity Gnome has those commercials where they have the thing. They take it around, this and that.
That's a great idea.
I literally have been to every single continent with the pink monkey.
Awesome.
So it's been to Antarctica, satin penguin shit. It's been to Africa. Wow. I mean, it's literally been to every single continent. So I have all these pictures. Once I did that, I was like, okay, it's retired. It's filthy. I mean, the thing is like, I wrung it out and it was like,
yeah, I can only imagine.
Brown water in New Zealand hot springs. So then I started a Twitter account for a mannequin because I was going to bring her around and take pictures with her. And that's just not practical because... Right. They're very stiff.
Right.
Yeah.
They weigh 40 pounds and they don't travel well.
And they don't fit in your carry-on.
And it's really awkward to have her on an airplane. So,
oh, wait. You did nothing.
No, I did not. I took her to work a few times, took her to a bar. I did a photo shoot with a fire truck and some firefighters and she rode in the truck for a few.
Wow.
But I was like, this is just simply not practical. Yeah. Fast forward to, I was like, you know what? Totally random. I need an Amazon wish list. If all these porn girls can have one, so can I. Searching on Amazon, I see a magical unicorn mask for $23. So I'm like, oh yes.
I must have this.
Bye. So I bought it for myself and ordered a pizza, put the mask on, answered the door, took a picture of the guy's face, shocked. That was it. So then I realized that I had...
That's a great idea.
And so I just, now it's taken to a whole other
level. How long has this been going on?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. And so the unicorn is
symbolic of?
It's actually become a serious problem for me.
Because do you want to know what a unicorn is?
Do I want to know what a unicorn is?
In the Julie Land universe, there's a thing called a unicorn.
Oh, God. What?
I don't know if this is going to help you, hurt or help you, but I'll tell you what a unicorn is.
Bring it. What?
Okay. It's a term that my girls, Aiden Ashley and Samantha Bentley, I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They,
I do.
Okay. They came up with the term unicorn, and a unicorn, we actually did a whole podcast episode on the unicorn.
Nice.
I should have had you on. But the whole unicorn is the perfect three-way, where the two girls are super, super hot and super into it, and the guy is super, super hot and really into it and can sustain himself and fuck, and it's like it's got to be like the ultimate perfect three-way where everybody's like all on the same level and plane of every aspect of a three-way. And so the girls call it a unicorn because it's really, really rare.
Because it's magical and unrealistic.
It's really rare. They were all like...
So rare.
Because there's always one person in the threesome that like fucks it all up. You know, there's like one girl that's not that good looking. The guy can't sustain himself. There's always a problem. And it was funny as we did the unicorn. And I think it was like 2 days later, they had a unicorn. And they literally were calling me up. Oh, my God. We found the unicorn. We found the unicorn. And ever since then...
Well, who's the guy?
He was a rock star.
Oh, well.
Here's the funny thing. It's like... Fast forward, like this, that was like a year ago. Fast forward all these years, like since then, that term unicorn in my universe has been used a lot, and so now girls will call me up. I got close to a unicorn.
I think I saw it.
I saw it out in the woods.
Does it have to be two girls and a guy?
It could be two guys and a girl, but
it's chicks.
Oh,
but it could be two guys.
whoa! Hold on,
right here is the perfect unicorn.
Yes. How you doing?
But
Laura, next question.
Laura, are you into DPs?
Yeah, but no, but it's like we jokingly since then we've joked about how like because it's the unicorn being the perfect threesome basically is like because it's so rare and
right.
I've said to the girls, so then what do we call this a Sasquatch? What's a Sasquatch? Because that's even rarer than a unicorn. So we're trying to we're trying to.
You're sure of that?
Oh, Jesus,
that's what. Do you think you're more likely to see a unicorn than a Sasquatch?
I think so. With after an eight ball and about four bottles of champagne, I've seen lots of things, and you know what? I got pictures to prove it.
Wow,
Laura, welcome to More with Mo. Nothing is off limits.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Now that we know she's into DPs,
didn't say that.
Okay. Words in mouth. So speaking of seeing unicorns, I see this fucking everywhere. Yeah. I'm on Twitter a lot, as everybody knows. I'm not a big Instagram person, but it links to. I see this everywhere.
See, okay, I'm not going to say that I invented the unicorn mask at raves or music festivals. People have been doing this for years.
Sure.
There hasn't been an original idea since the wheel. So
yeah,
I felt like,
exactly.
Let's just all agree
I'm
with
just
that.
Acting like I.
You're just having fun.
It.
Yeah, but you're just having fun. With it.
I saw a hashtag unicorn army like a year or so ago, popped in my head. Go to domain search, available. What the hell?
I'm exactly.
Like, sold, bought, whatever. Mm-hmm. So smart. I was like, so now I just run around on social media pretending that I started this whole thing. And I mean, I didn't, obviously.
Right.
Like, I didn't.
No,
invent
but you.
The unicorn mask. I don't produce these. I don't live in China. I don't make them.
Right. But you're smart enough to do something about it.
So now I get on fights on Instagram with like 12 year old girls and I'm like, these girls are like, join my unicorn army. I'm like, I'm the unicorn army, bitch.
Okay.
You don't know anything. You're seven. This is what I do.
Bitching out a bunch of children. Mommy, the unicorn was mean to me.
Oh my god!
It's like when I'm on playing Call of Duty or something, and the little kids are, I'm fuck you, go to bed. It's like your mom in the background, you little prick.
I
don't actually
this
do that.
This is what
I
do on Friday nights.
So I'm actually flipping through.
Hashtagging.
I'm looking at your photos that have been posted to Twitter, and I see you at a bar here with a couple.
People. Yeah. I want to see. Show me some.
Okay, take a look.
Here's, so it's at the Unicorn Army. That's I had a whole unicorn Christmas tree.
We have Santa Claus.
This is at the mall. We go take pictures of Santa.
Okay, so we're with
so
Santa.
There's a, it's not just you anymore. This has evolved into a bunch of friends.
Every person that steps into my house like has to wear it, and this is just
People submitting from elsewhere as
yes.
well?
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. That's so now I go to. It takes about an hour a day for me to check my social media.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
I go on to Instagram and I search hashtag Unicorn Army, and I get probably 15 people a day going. Look at this is my submit. There's this one girl. I think her account's like me and my horse mask. And she, every day at work, she'll like start screaming at her manager. She'll go up to other people's lunch and just start eating it through the mask. I mean, it's so funny. She's out of control.
I swear to God.
I get so many people now that are like going, oh my God, check out mine. And so then I'll retweet theirs or, I'll grab theirs and say like, oh, you got to check this person out. So I actually had, there's a guy that is part of he does the horse head crew. And at his wedding, his wife wore the unicorn mask and he wore the Jesus. Horse at their own wedding. It was like, these people are amazing.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, people are taking their engagement photos of them now.
There's going to be a photo set on Julie Land of a girl naked with wearing a mask.
So here's the thing. So I kind of tried to like keep it non-adult, but it's just.
Welcome.
I can't.
Okay, hold on. Now I've gone through.
So I can explain the whole.
You thing. Haven't seen my work.
No, I've gone through and I've seen because there are adult industry people on there, a lot of guys. With very good bodies. I'm not saying they're gay, but I'm saying it's a good possibility they're gay. What the fuck?
They're not.
Seriously, you're getting these guys. You're getting everyone to go through. Wait, right now I'm looking at a picture, and I'm curious how you didn't get arrested.
Oh, at the bank?
At the bank. At the bank with two unicorn masks. As far as I know, banks
I asked permission.
Okay.
I don't walk into the bank wearing a mask. And then you want to get hogtied and dragged to the vault?
Yeah, that's what I was.
No.
That was
as well. Wells Fargo, and I was like, hey, do you mind if we do this? The guy was like, okay. You see the clerk's face? She's like, what?
Yeah, no, everybody. No, the whole thing.
No, I think it's a genius idea.
I go to like inappropriate, but I go to Costco and like get samples and walk around. I mean, it's hard to see. You can't see or hear anything, so you usually need like a guide and someone.
Have you done videos too?
Yeah, I do have Vine.
Okay.
It's Unicorn Army on Vine.
Wow.
We just, on New Year's Eve, we had a girl giving a lap dance to a guy in a wheelchair, and they were both wearing him. He fell out of the wheelchair, but We put it back in pretty quick. He loved it.
Nice. Okay, now I've seen it all over social media.
I just seen the whole thing in my head. I'm just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's out of control. So I own a production studio, and I have endless opportunities to go onto sets. Like, right. If we have a spaceship set, I'm like, oh, I'll wait around. Well, and my business partner is like, cut it out. Leave those people alone.
Well, we did a set with Adam and Eve, and it was a movie, and we had Skin Diamond and Asa Akira, and we had them dressed up as dolls.
No, in rabbits.
They were dolls, but we had them in rabbit heads. And so it was just kind of taking the whole theme. Andre Madness was the director. They're doing a little tea party in a little girl's bedroom. It was just a little fantasy fun thing. In comes Laura with the unicorn. I have to do a thing. So I'm taking pictures. The next day, we have Danny Daniels and Alexis Texas on set. Maybe it's the same day. We go through. All of a sudden, I look out.
But they have their own mask. Danny had her own.
Oh, she had her own.
Oh, yeah. She got one before. I hadn't even met her yet. Oh, Jesus. She was doing her own thing.
Well, all of a sudden, I'm out there, and they're out next to a trailer in the back, all taking pictures, and I'm like, this is everywhere. Then, I believe it hit after this. There was a little news story.
A little news story. That was in the middle of July.
One of my previous guests was involved in this, and I'm curious if you can explain a little further. As far as I know,
I have no way to do what the fuck you're talking about.
I like to do deep intros.
Definitely.
I learned from Paul Harvey the rest of the story.
Too much foreplay. Let's get to
easy,
the fucking.
Easy there. I make love. Just ask my girlfriend. 5 minutes. Anyhow.
I got her. I put her in a refrigerator.
Yes, I saw that as well.
I put a mask on her and I shoved her in an empty fridge.
Exactly.
I took all the racks out. And I was like, let's do something weird. Exactly. She's like, okay.
So for some reason, Alex Chance is wearing a unicorn.
I don't need to see the pictures. I just like the idea.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's drugs. Anyhow, Andy Sandemus, a friend of the show, was...
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Yeah, she's a very attractive girl. Talked about the 80s. Something about a Pirates game, police officers, and dancing.
I had sent one of the masks with Stevie Hughes, who's a director in the industry. She does a lot of transsexual films. And she was on the road with Andy Sandemus. Andy was feature dancing in Pittsburgh for the weekend. They went to a Pirates game. She was trying to get on the Jumbotron. She's doing a little dance, this awkward little dance in the aisles. Apparently the usher said, sit down. You can't, They think she's drunk. She's going to fall down over the staircase. And you literally can't hear anything and you can't see. So she kept doing it. And then they're like, you two are out of here. So they kicked him out, took him to the back office to go sign paperwork to say, like, you can't come back to the stadium. They didn't arrest him, but they were still getting their IDs. And there was a cop back there that's like, what is that thing? She's like, it's the unicorn army. You should put this on. He's like, okay. So he puts the thing on. She takes a picture next to it. It goes viral. So one of the guys that had been in the stands had overheard or whatever they had said.
Right.
that's a porn star. So it was Deadspin. It was a blog, sports blog.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we took it upon ourselves to research this unicorn army business. And they said, it's a cult-like following of porn stars wearing unicorn masks. My parents are rolling over their graves knowing that I'm a cult leader.
Yes.
Yes. So I have no idea.
It's like Scientology, basically.
Yeah, and then it went crazy from there. Right. So all these, then the Pittsburgh Police Department was like, well, we're investigating. I mean, the guy, they didn't shoot his badge. They didn't, he didn't do anything wrong. He was off duty. He just put the mask on because he's with a porn star. He's the devil. It's like, come on.
Of course.
So the Deadspin article.
Celebrity by association.
Kind of put us on the map. I have a good friend that works at the Huffington Post. He's like, okay, let's do this. So he did an entire article about how unicorning is the new meme. And then I just kind of went crazy from there. So
awesome.
I had like a French newspapers and Australian papers.
All I can tell you though, you better start working on something else new because.
Well, no, now I'm doing.
You gotta be ready for the next thing.
Yeah, gonna die in a year. Like you're already annoyed by me. I'm annoyed by it.
Exactly. You better start working on something new.
I was like, have you made any money? I'm like, shut up.
Exactly. I mean, you've lasted longer than planking. You've lasted longer than owling.
Not
or whatever
twerking
hell.
Though.
No, twerking is.
You know how many unicorns twerking I get tagged? I was like, stop it.
So okay, so everybody. Submitting this, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's like the more inappropriate place you can get kicked out of, great. That's kind of where it went. So I have fun with it. So if you go to unicornarmy.com, you'll see some pictures. I think
it's awesome.
I did.
I'm impressed.
I did a rendition of The Last Supper. It hasn't been released yet.
Wow.
I think I saw an early take of that. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, hey guys, come up for a barbecue. But stop over here on my 40-foot green screen first and sit there.
I did see that. Yeah, I did see
while
that.
I attack
this
you with
is
robes.
Amazing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So if I do like some high-res pictures, maybe do a calendar next year, a coffee table book, we'll see.
Nice.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if you could do something like that. Why aren't you doing t-shirts?
Why? I am. Okay. I do. Okay. But I just...
Oh, yeah, she's got...
I'm too lazy to sell them on the site. I just give them away. Well, the worst salesman ever.
No, that's what I do, too. I give everything away,
once I turn it to a business, then I'm like, ugh. But now it's still fun, kind of, you know?
No, but I like, it's just... I mean, it seems like monetarily wise, you probably should have capitalized this on a while ago. Like,
well...
Like, it might be a little late now, because I'm sure there's some guy already making stuff.
It's pretty late. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. No. Well, I probably purchased, like, 40 masks over the last year and sent them to everybody. I send them to...
At $23 I'm just trying
to think. If you're going on a trip to Thailand, you're going to mask. Deal with it. But you know what I mean? Like, but the problem is men have nowhere to put it. Like, they don't have a purse. So
yeah.
I sent it with guys, and they can just shove it in their back pocket. It's huge.
AVN, any of the industry events, are you guys, it just shows up everywhere. So, I mean,
it is kind of a porn thing.
It
now.
Is, yeah.
I mean, I went to Cabo San Lucas and I had five with me and I just, in the middle of like the water volleyball game in the pool, I just start chucking them. And then it turns out like one guy that is down there, like, knows about the Andy San Dimas thing. He tells his wife is like, shh. Taking her kid and like going, it's a porn thing. Don't look at them. And
I'm
like,
nice.
Yeah, calm down, lady. Like, so gonna make your child do porn.
I'm delicate.
I know it's insane. The whole thing.
Yeah.
So who are you paying off at the AVN Awards? Because it does air on Showtime to get on the AVN Awards.
Oh, I did it at the Sex Awards.
Okay.
There's two of us. Nice. Three of us.
I was there. I may have been drinking.
Cut it out.
As a presentation.
No, in the middle of the Sex Awards, we're sitting there.
Oh, I'm just saying, I want to see somebody wear it on as a presentation. Oh,
that's what I'm
saying. No, that would, I mean, they will fall off that stage, though. It's like, I mean, who?
Danny Daniels.
So who do we know?
Danny Daniels.
I don't know, she has the guts.
James Dean.
James Dean will never.
He hates being seen. That's true.
I asked him.
Damn. I've held off. I don't know what's inside this mask. I don't know who's been inside this mask, and I'd prefer not to.
Are you going
to
do a photo?
I am, after this is all
it's
said and done.
It's kind of new. It's not.
I think
it's kind of
new. I think you should, definitely, you know, I think you should do one.
Oh, I will. I think you're getting conned into
this. By the time this airs, Avian will probably be over, so you'll have to, you know. Yeah.
What are you talking about? This is live. We're live.
Sorry. I just can't. I'm just laughing. All I can think about is like the Julie Land universe of a connotation of a unicorn and your unicorn or something.
Oh, I'm just like beside myself in this definition. I got into Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, but now, I'm going to sit there. And I feel like I'm going to do a photo shoot, though. It's like a three-way with two girls and a guy with them wearing the unicorn. Ultimate unicorn.
Well, the thing is, like, so people do that on sets all the time, and I don't retweet that because I'm not.
Right.
I don't want to promote people fucking with these things on. Like, it's not. I mean,
no, I agree.
Great, yay, that's beautiful, but that's not what I'm gonna.
I just think though, in my head though, is like the idea of just a picture of like two girls and a guy.
Is
like
that's so. Is the guy like what he's wearing? He's like a black horse, and then the other two, the girls are unicorns.
No.
So they're all three unicorns.
Yeah, there's male uniforms. That's how you have more unicorns. As far as I understand,
I just watched
the
last unicorn.
Actually, I was just thinking, would Richard Avery be interested in doing a shoot with Laura wearing the...
No, not in a million years.
Naked?
Not in a
million. Come on.
I'm
just pitching here.
I don't do anything that's in front of a camera.
No, that's...
No. I'm talking about you taking pictures of Laura.
Of Laura?
Yeah,
doing a photo
shoot. At any time.
How much will this cost?
I was going to say, because like,
I
don't do pictures of girls with clothes on.
Exactly. I'm making this happen.
You're out of your mind.
Yes.
I'm out of my mind. You're out of your mind.
I haven't taken my medication today.
Yeah.
So,
I was going to say, I can ask. I'm just thinking like all the girls. I'm going to be shooting this week.
It'd be really cool.
I'm shooting all my girls this week, actually. Everybody I'm shooting this week. So, I don't know.
I'm working on a couple sets.
Can we do like where they're wearing something sheer?
Okay,
so they don't have to be completely.
Basically,
naked.
We'll do it the I'll give it the Richard Avery look. Basically, covered in blood with the unicorn.
That'd be awesome. That'd be amazing.
Well, this should be loads of fun, and you'll get more traffic.
No, I'm all about this.
Oh no,
I totally would.
Can we do
so
a clown face on it?
Yeah, you know what I want to do? I want to get like how many people were in Kiss? Four or five? And do
four.
Like, stars, you know, the whole...
Yeah, nice. Done yeah. So you're really...
I shouldn't be giving away these ideas.
You're really... Yeah,
so
but
busy, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a break.
So this... You have a full-time job. You run a company.
Like three full-time jobs.
Exactly.
And you're going out on dates.
Yeah, I know. Trying.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to have to talk about
everyone's
that
like, are you going to go on a blind date wearing one of these? Oh, it's my profile.
Oh, that... Jesus. That's awesome.
Well, it's not like the profile picture, but it's
in your profile.
You can find her on eHarmony. Look for the unicorn.
No, I got rejected from them. Are you kidding?
What?
How do you get rejected from a dating site?
It's That's a very good question. They're like a Mormon Christian, yeah. whatever. They're like, sorry, we have no matches. Really? No. Not a one?
Yeah.
Not one in your database?
I got kicked off of Model Mayhem, so I'm kind of proud of that, though, since I'm not a wannabe.
Yeah, I did Match.com for a little bit.
Anyway,
how'd it work out for you?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking we should do another show at some point in time with Miss Laura, have her back to discuss.
Talk about my
internet dating. Line.
Oh, totally. I'm like the most undateable cougar.
undatablecougars.com.
Undateable.
Now she's going to go buy that URL.
There we go.
We already have it. I'm a URL junkie.
Oh, Jesus. So you have a budget for all these URLs. GoDaddy is your best friend. Nice.
No, I hate them. They stole a domain from me as I was purchasing it.
Oh.
They literally was like, oh, congratulations. They like the shopping cart like timed out. I was like, excuse me? I had that 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, I use Dynadot. I think they're the best.
I use Namecheap.
Look at this. All these new sponsors. They're amazing.
I know.
Well,
today's show is sponsored by...
Exactly. No.
McPhee is where you get these.
Archie
McPhee is a... is the vendor with the good unicorn mouse. So sometimes you get, if Amazon sells out of the good one, which is like this heavy duty plastic, they'll sometimes substitute these other like shorter little mutant ones with like a really ugly like peach colored vein in the side and like a black face. And like they came, I was like, what is this? They look at me like, how many do you need, Laura? Seven?
I love it. She's the expert on unicorn masks.
No, I love this. Okay, so if people...
I could just see like somebody walks in. What do you think of this one? I'm sorry, that sucks. That's a bad one. Never mind. Go away. Like, go. Come back little, when you got a real one.
No, they have like a little stubby horn and they like fit on a little tiny... I mean, I have a little head, so it works for me. But like a guy with a big head, it's not going to be able to fit this, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so if people want to submit these, should they go out and buy their own masks?
Yeah, they go to unicornarmy.com. Mm-hmm. They can click on the link. It's the good one. Mm-hmm. And then it'll come to them. And I make like 72 cents or something. Okay. I don't know, whatever.
Nice affiliate fee. Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
I know. And then they just buy it and then they send a picture. And usually the first one is like them just staying there. They're so excited they don't know what to do themselves. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let's see what you got. You know, like encourage them to do something like outrageous.
More creative.
If you're traveling, that's the best because you're... I've got, so Stevie was like at some like Turkish like bathhouse and she's standing outside with the guard like, wearing it.
Like, has anybody done one like at the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
The Great Wall of China?
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, somebody on Reddit, actually, they didn't tag me, so they're just doing their own thing. They were in front of like Stonehenge a week ago or something.
What's the weirdest one you've seen or done yourself? Really the one that you just think like, oh my God, that's just...
The Last Supper is pretty outrageous.
Yeah. When's that coming out?
I've done I did a toga party with like five guys because I produce gay porn too. So anytime I have an opportunity, I'll throw them on. I'm like, yeah.
In between scenes, guys.
No, the photographer's like, okay, Roman. I'm like, hold on, everybody stop. Like, oh, is this what's taking so long today?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why are we going over budget?
Like, why we're waiting to get wood here? Can you guys put these on?
I don't do it when there's wood involved. I know better. That was like a focus thing.
So where can people send in their pictures?
They tag me on Instagram is like the most up to date. Mm-hmm. It's at the Unicorn Army.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll grab those and put them. If somebody's on Instagram and not on Twitter, I'll take it, whatever. Twitter, Facebook is the Crazy Unicorn Army.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's kind of annoying though. It's not very like,
yeah,
people can't really upload to the wall. Sometimes they'll say, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you can't do everything that you need to from your phone. I can't.
Yeah.
It's just like dumb.
It's dated.
It's dumb. So Vine and Instagram and Twitter. That's it.
Well, I encourage everyone to go out and take a look because it is very funny stuff and this has been going on for a while. So there's plenty of pictures out there.
There's so many possibilities.
You learn something new every day.
The key is to like go to the DMV and put it on. Have somebody take a picture with you. Stand in line at the DMV. Well, at the end
of your
trip. How
about McDonald's drive-thru?
They told me to. I was at a drive-thru. I was like, oh, this is brilliant. They wouldn't serve me. They wouldn't give me my food. They were like, you need to take that off right now because they thought I was robbing them.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's very
sense of humor.
That's a lot of fun. Well, everybody go out, take some pictures, get some masks, do your thing, send it off to the Unicorn Army, and maybe you'll become famous on there. Laura, thank you so much for coming out and doing this. I'm actually somewhat looking forward to doing my mask, and at some point in time, you guys will be able to see it online. You can see it on my Twitter. At Mox, MOXX, or you'll be able to most likely see it on my blog as well, theaveragemo.com. Perfect. So take a look, and thank you again, Laura, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you.